from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
You know, you got your first action today in day three. Just what you can say about how you felt it went out there.
I felt good. My foot felt a lot better. I just wanted to try to play my game, do all little things, rebound, set screens, try to help my team win.
The left ankle sprain, just where it came from and you know, how long you've been dealing with it?
It happened during the scrimmage on Thursday during practice. So, I mean, it happened then, and I mean, it's been getting better. So, I mean, it feels a lot better today, and I gave it a go, and I mean, it feels good now.
You had a lot of opportunities coming in and out in the first half as well as the second half. Just what you can say about the coaching staff giving you a good amount of time out there to kind of get comfortable.
It relieved that I was ready to go. And I mean, just went out there and played my game. You know, I could do all the things, rebounding and just being aggressive. So I just went out there and tried to do that. And I mean, try to help the team do all those stuff.
You know. You had a little smirk with that dunk try that didn't fall in the fourth quarter. Just what you can say about that.
Thinking about the times I did it all the time in Syracuse, and I'm struggling to do it now. So, I mean, got two more games. We'll see what happens to those games.
What is it about moments like that? Because you kind of do. You just got to laugh them off and shake your head.
You got to put them behind you and go on to the next play. I mean, like I said, I was doing that all the time in Syracuse, and now I got to put a lot of energy into doing it now. So, you just got to put it behind you and go on to the next play and try to finish the next play.
What have you taken away the most from being with the Pacers? I know we've spoken about it since you got to the team, but what have you taken away from this organization the most?
I learned my role and what I can do and what I can do. So, I mean, I know what I'm good at, and I try to do that. Like I said, I guard the rebound, block shots, play defense sets, physical screens to get people open. So, I mean, I do all the little things, and I mean, just play off of that.
You said that they don't ask you to be the offensive guy, but what can you say about your offensive presence and how much you want to be involved or what you're working on in that respect?
I know I could go down there and work on a little floater or a little hook shot, or, I mean, just finish around the basket. But, I mean, like I said, they don't need me to do that. We have superstars and stuff to do that for us. So, I mean, just got to go out there, play my game, and everything will fall into place.
You went up against Bam and knocked him to the ground. I did get that floater in. Just what you can say about that play in the second half?
I was just trying to get to the middle and get it off. Bam's a very good player. He's aggressive. He goes after everything. And, I mean, he's going to be a good player in the league.
You look at a guy like Joe Young, who's playing on your team with you, and he goes out, finger looks bent back pretty bad. He tries to come back in, tries to get away from the trainer, and then they tape up his fingers, and he comes back, and he's playing. Just what you can say about his fight and his determination.
Joe's one of those players that just goes out there and gives it all. He doesn't give up, back down for anything. To be honest, I didn't even see what happened to his finger. Just heard him say something in the locker room about it. But, I mean, like I said, he's one of those doggy-dog person who gets after it, and, I mean, he doesn't play around.
Chris Joseph, you were talking about the fact that you had never had the opportunity to go up against him. You were hoping to have that opportunity, but you stayed out in that second game. Just what you can say about, you know, being on the bench and watching him. Did you take anything away from him or say anything to him after the game?
I told him he missed a lot of shots that he normally makes. I mean, he was wide open, but we laughed about it at halftime. And, I mean, he said he's going to keep on shooting. That's Chris. He always looks for the next shot. But, I mean, he's just going to keep on working and do what he do.